Well, hello and welcome everybody to the Music and Ministry Podcast. We are so glad that you joined us today as we are talking about how to transition your songs and, more importantly, how to transition the people. And I've made mention of that several times in different episodes of how a pastor once talked to me and said, hey, you need to work on your transitions. And I kept thinking that meant going from one song to the next song as quickly as possible, and then came to realize that what he was really talking about is you need to transition the people. So that has more to do with things that we will refer to as the energy, quote unquote, or the flow, quote unquote. And that's really your leadership coming through in a very practical way through music. Where are you taking the people, and how can you use music in order to accomplish that? So today I'm going to give you some of the tips and tricks that we use all the time, and then have prepared some audio examples for you to be able to listen and hear the difference. And so what I've selected is going from Lion and the Lamb, which I have at 92 beats per minute, and then going down to Coming Back to the Heart of Worship, which is going to be at 83 beats per minute. So let's take a listen to what that might sound like at a typical church on a Sunday morning.
Now God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb, and every knee will bow before Him.
So there's a few things that I hope that you noticed in that example. Number one is the difference in the tempos, how that made the second song really feel lethargic and almost like it was too slow. And so that's a big deal, and just getting from one song to the next in the sense of where are you going? And if I'm going from this big high moment of this anthem of the Lion and the Lamb, and then I'm coming down to this intimate moment where we're confessing that, Lord, we're coming back to you, well, then there needs to be some sort of transition, not only just musically, but how do we prepare those people in that place? The other thing that I want you to notice is how much time was spent listening to music. And if you go back and time it like I did, you'll find that there's basically 30 seconds of the congregation doing nothing but just standing there and watching you play music. Now, you as a musician, that makes sense because you're like, yep, that's how it goes. Some of you are judging my intro and you're like, I don't know if that's how that goes or not, but you're not worshiping. And that's a great place for people to stop following you. So you want to make sure that you keep those times to a minimum and then make sure that you have purpose in whatever it is that you're doing. So the first thing that you can do is to just shorten those things up. So instead of playing the entire outro, you can really just get away with playing through the riff once instead of twice. And that would sound like this.
Bow before the Lion and the Lamb, and every knee will bow before Him.
And that's easy enough to do, and it really gives you about the same effect, and it's shorter. So then you can also shorten down the intro to the next song. Instead of going through it twice, you'll only go through it once.
When the music fades.
Well, that really cut down the time of transition by about half and was making really simple adjustments that you wouldn't necessarily think of unless you're concerned about how the people are doing. So cut out as much as you can, intros and outros, just to make that work. Now, you may have also noticed with a little bit of time gap in between the fast song and the slow song didn't seem so slow anymore. So we're just going to use a little bit of musicality to help transition the people from that big to that small. And one of the ways that we have found is the most successful is to end the song that was big and up with a little bit of a version that's going to be down. And really, you're going to try to drop the tempo even further down than what the next song is going to be. And then by the time you get to the next song, then hey, the next song seems fast because you went from something slower. So I'm just going to tag on here at the end of Lion and the Lamb and go back through the verses, only really free with the tempo, and you'll hear what that sounds like.
Before the lion and the lamb, and every knee will bow before him.
Come on, let's sing that again.
Oh God, you're a lion, the Lion of Judah. You're roaring with power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before you. When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come.
All right, can you feel how that really took you up somewhere? Whereas before, the same tempo felt like you were dragging, felt like it was dragging you down. And so that was even without transitioning anything verbally. And that's one thing that you want to save kind of as a last resort, just because you don't want to talk unless you have to. So if you were to transition that, you would just maybe make one sentence statement and then start to sing. And that would maybe sound something like this.
Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before you.
Come on, aren't you thankful that we serve an amazing God? Come on, sing this with me.
When the music fades and all is stripped away.
So you don't want to overtalk, just enough to help people get from one place into the other, and you will find that people will stay with you a lot more than they were if you're just kind of doing your music thing, because unless they're musicians, they're not going to know what's going on. Well, I have quite a few other ones that I would like to share with you, but we are out of time for today. So make sure that you tune in for future editions of this podcast. And as always, if there's anything that we can do for you, or if you have any questions, please feel free to contact us at musicandministryconference@gmail.com or visit our website at musicandministry.co. And until next week, God bless and have a fantastic week.